Задание второе. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «A» и «I» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. In Mexico, there are many wonderful traditions associated with getting married. During the wedding ceremony, a white ribbon is wrapped round the necks of the bride and groom to symbolize the permanency of their marriage. During the reception, the wedding guests stand in the shape of a heart around the groom and bride as the couple dances their first dance together as husband and wife. When the couple leaves, guests toss red beads at them to wish them good luck. Speaker B.
The people of Sweden have some interesting customs associated with weddings. Before the bride leaves for the church, her mother puts a gold coin in her right shoe, and her father puts a silver coin in her left shoe. This tradition is supposed to guarantee that she will always have money. In Sweden, it is customary for the bride to wear 3 rings: her engagement ring, her wedding ring, and her motherhood ring.
Speaker C.
Red is the color of weddings in China. It means that the couple will always have love and money. Often, the bride's dress is red, as are the wedding invitations and gift boxes. The day of the wedding is carefully chosen according to astrological signs. The family hires an astrologist to read the stars to determine the luckiest day for the wedding.
Speaker D. In traditional weddings in Hawaii, the bride and groom wear necklaces made of flowers, called leis. They symbolize love and respect. Leis are made with Hawaiian tropical flowers, which are known for their beauty and sweet fragrance. During the ceremony, both the bride and groom wear white. The groom also wears a red sash, tied around his waist. Speaker E.
Weddings in Morocco can last from 4 to 7 days. On her wedding day, a Moroccan bride often has her hands and feet painted with henna in a design dating back at least 200 years. After the ceremony and reception, before the bride enters her new home for the first time, she walks around the outside 3 times.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. In Mexico, there are many wonderful traditions associated with getting married. During the wedding ceremony, a white ribbon is wrapped round the necks of the bride and groom to symbolize the permanency of their marriage. During the reception, the wedding guests stand in the shape of a heart around the groom and bride as the couple dances their first dance together as husband and wife. When the couple leaves, guests toss red beads at them to wish them good luck. Speaker B.
The people of Sweden have some interesting customs associated with weddings. Before the bride leaves for the church, her mother puts a gold coin in her right shoe, and her father puts a silver coin in her left shoe. This tradition is supposed to guarantee that she will always have money. In Sweden, it is customary for the bride to wear 3 rings: her engagement ring, her wedding ring, and her motherhood ring.
Speaker C.
Red is the color of weddings in China. It means that the couple will always have love and money. Often, the bride's dress is red, as are the wedding invitations and gift boxes. The day of the wedding is carefully chosen according to astrological signs. The family hires an astrologist to read the stars to determine the luckiest day for the wedding.
Speaker D. In traditional weddings in Hawaii, the bride and groom wear necklaces made of flowers, called leis. They symbolize love and respect. Leis are made with Hawaiian tropical flowers, which are known for their beauty and sweet fragrance. During the ceremony, both the bride and groom wear white. The groom also wears a red sash, tied around his waist. Speaker E.
Weddings in Morocco can last from 4 to 7 days. On her wedding day, a Moroccan bride often has her hands and feet painted with henna in a design dating back at least 200 years. After the ceremony and reception, before the bride enters her new home for the first time, she walks around the outside 3 times.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.